Welcome on. I'm Michelle McNabb, Librarian Manager of the Family History and Genealogy Center at the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn, Iowa. This is the story of an immigrant family, in many ways a typical family, where taking the risk of a better life in America did turn out to be a good decision. Atypical in that one of the family members was somewhat more in the public eye than the average immigrant. Sophus Martinus Frederick Neble was born 10 days before Christmas in 1858 in Stubbekubing, a small seaport and market town on the northern coast of the island of Falster. His paternal ancestors were firmly rooted in Stubbekubing and the nearby island of Bøø. His father, Martin, who died in the 1864 Dano-Prussian War, was a tailor who on one family line stemmed from several generations of shoemakers going back as far as the early 1700s, and on another from sailors and boatmen. Sophus's mother, Karen Paltstadter, had migrated to Stubbekubing from the nearby island of Lolland, where her family lines were firmly planted in the coastal parish of Tors, as smallholder farmers and agricultural laborers. Left with three young sons following her husband's death at the age of 38, we don't know how the widowed Karen met ends meet, made ends meet. She remained in Stubbekubing, perhaps helped by her husband's extended family, and managed to give each of her three sons an apprenticeship. By 1880, Sophus, the eldest, was working as a newspaper typographer. Brother Johan Lewis was a clerk on a manor estate, and the baby of the family, Hans Peter, was a commercial apprentice. By that time, Sophus had met his future wife, a young dairymaid named Christina Larsen, who did not think the newspaper business showed much prospects for economic advancement, and she persuaded him to learn the dairy business. But the wide world and its wider prospects was beckoning, and in 1883, Sophus struck out for the United States to try to make his fortune as a dairyman. He landed in Omaha, where there were many dairies, but within a year he had once more taken a position as a typographer, this time with the Danish Pioneer, a Danish-American newspaper founded by Mark Hansen in 1872 that had a wide readership among farmers in the Midwest. Christina apparently became resigned to being a newspaperman's wife. She immigrated to marry Sophus in Omaha in 1884. 2 years later, Sophus had the opportunity of purchasing the Pioneer and so became its editor, a position he was to hold for the next 45 years. 1886 also saw the arrival of Hans Peter Neble, who was followed by Johan Lewis in 1888, and finally by the three brothers' mother, Karen, in 1890. They all settled in Omaha, where the brothers also worked at the newspaper for a number of years before striking out on their own with families and running a printing business and a brickyard. Anyone with the surname Neble in Omaha area descends from one of these three. Sophus Neble was, however, no stranger to loss in his personal life. After 16 years of marriage, Christina had given birth to 11 children, but the couple only saw three survive infancy. She died in August of 1900 at the age of 36, following the stillbirth of her last child. Like his mother before him, Sophus was left with three young children. But he had a business to run, so 18 months after Christina's death, he was married a second time in Chicago to Olivia Hansen, who had immigrated from Denmark as a young child. Sophus became an influential leader in Omaha's Danish community. He held many civic posts, including that of Douglas County Commissioner for a number of years in the 1920s. In 1908, he was given the honorary title of Colonel by the Governor of Nebraska. Sophus and Olivia, or Ollie, as she was known, traveled extensively, including to Denmark. Sophus made his last trip to his birth country in 1926. His choice of a second wife appeared to be a good one for the much older Sophus. An enterprising woman in her own right, Ollie became the first licensed female automobile driver in Omaha. Following Sophus's death in 1931, she and her stepson, Avon Neble, continued publishing The Pioneer in Omaha for another 27 years. It was then sold to a group of businessmen who moved the editorial offices to Chicago. There are two Danish-American newspapers still being published in the U.S. One of them is the Danish Pioneer, celebrating its 140th anniversary this year. The paper is now published biweekly in English and Danish. For nearly a century and a half, Danish immigrants and those interested in Denmark have had an organ to keep them abreast of current events both in the old country and in the wider Danish-American community. Nearly a century and a half of the Danish Pioneer issues are currently being converted into a digital format and will be accessible online for scholars and other interested parties through the museum in about a year. The fact that we have this historical record is partly due to Sophus Neble, an immigrant lad from Stubbekøbing. I'm Michelle McNabb from the Danish Immigrant Museum. Hadegat i dag.